computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
What do you resolve to do with your technology, with your computer in the year 2005? Maybe it's keep the antivirus up to date, this time for real. Maybe it's make sure I'm getting those Windows critical updates or staying on top of my spam controls and my spam filters. Maybe it's just don't open an email that has an attachment, ever, from anyone. These are all things that would be good New Year's resolutions for just about anybody that uses a computer these days.
Yeah, you know, there's so many other ways to transfer files anymore. Email is just so old school.
It's so, like, 2004. Jeez, what's up with that? So, if you've got your New Year's resolution, your technology resolution, the thing that you're going to stop doing that you were doing in the past, or the thing that you're going to improve upon for 2005, why not give us a call and tell us about that, and then you can go ahead and, of course, ask the question, the thing that's ailing you, the thing that's bugging you about your technology. The number, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. You want to go back to some calls, or you want to talk about your resolution for 2005? What are you going to start doing?
I'm going to try not to get any viruses, and I'm going to hope that my that none of my hard drives crash.
But you can't. Your resolution is not to hope; it is to do.
Okay, I'm going to. I guess.
In the words of the wise and green Yoda, try. No, I don't even know what it is.
No. I guess my New Year's resolution is to eat more leafy greens.
Do or do not. There is no try. That's his words. Anyway, more leafy greens, huh?
Yeah, more leafy greens.
I thought there were going to be technology do's and don'ts. Remember that?
Well. Hopefully.
How about this one?
What?
How about checking the keyboard shortcuts before you publish them? Before you send out a newsletter to 35,000 people,
hey, look at this.
You check to make sure that Control P actually does paste instead of print.
Well, but still, they learned something new. They learned that it prints.
Hey, thanks to all of you who did, by the way, remind us or inform us or let us know that Control P indeed does not paste, but instead prints, and it's Control V that we were looking for when we said that's the keyboard shortcut for paste.
That's true.
By the way, a couple other quick keyboard shortcuts: Control X is cut, and they used X because it looks like scissors, I think, not because it makes any sense other than that, because
right.
Control C was already taken by a copy. So, you know.
Yeah.
Those are your quick keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah, there'll be more to come.
Another cool one is I like Alt F4. It closes whatever program that you might be in. It's like the file exit kind of thing.
I use that a lot.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of emails, and you can email us, or you can write to us, or you can ask a question, or you can make a suggestion right through our website via a little form. It's at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see those links on the right-hand side. But Rick writes in, and you're going to have to help me with this one, Chad. It says, in-car cannot stay online, period. Prior question, period. Have lost browser, period. Will connect to internet, but cannot find or display, period. Tried prior suggestion from 2 weeks ago, did not work, period. Using W2000 that cannot easily reinstall, says its new version install will not reinstall on top of existing install. Did reinstall each one of browser, period.
So what's the problem, Brandon?
I'm not really understanding anything about what Rick wants to know. So maybe, Rick, if you're listening, because the form thing isn't working, the email thing isn't working, perhaps a call.
Yeah.
602-277-5827 just for Rick.
Just a breakdown in communication, I think.
I think possibly it's that. We've got just a few minutes before we go to break. Let's see if we could find out what Tony in Glendale's issue is, or what his consternation is with Windows XP.
Hi.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to the Computer Corner, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Well, I helped myself a new computer, and I had an old, very old version of Windows XP Pro, so I went on ahead and got the new XP Media Center.
Okay.
That's supposed to be the latest and greatest.
Well, it's just basically Windows XP with another program called Media Center that lets you take and do all kinds of cool things with pictures, video, and other media kind of files, and it lets you probably record, pause, rewind live television or recorded television.
That's pretty much what I wanted to do with it.
Okay.
My problem is when I'm trying to do the install of it, it tells me it needs a i386 file that's on the SP2 disk.
Okay.
So I need to put that in. But it didn't come with a SP2 disk. And when I use the FP2 disc that I got from Microsoft, it can't find it.
It probably actually came with two CDs, the newer Media Center version. You might want to just try both of those CDs and see if it can't find what it's looking for.
I've done that.
Okay. Tell you what, Tony, we're coming up on a break here. I'm going to toss you on hold, and we're going to pick you up during the break, because this is a kind of a specific question, and I'm going to provide you with some specific answers here. This version of Windows was kind of rushed out a little bit, and I think there might be a little bit of a problem in that installer. So sit tight. We're going to help Tony offline. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Out for a quick break, but when we come back, we got more of your calls, including Ed, Rick, Ginger, and Art. Right back here on the Computer Corner right after the news.